From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There is, in some rural parts of the U.S., a bitter divide emerging between farmers and a tractor company over software. Tractors these days are not your grandpa's tractors. They come with sophisticated software, and farmers say it can lock them out of their equipment, so they can't fix it themselves. So farmers are jailbreaking their tractors using bootleg software. This is something Jason Kebler has written about for Vice's tech website Motherboard, and he joins us now. Jason, describe the problem at the root of all this.
So the problem is that a tractor has a lot more moving parts than your iPhone. So if the transmission breaks, farmers are really used to repairing it themselves. They've been doing this for hundreds of years. So what John Deere has done is they've locked down a lot of the parts in their tractors so that only John Deere authorized dealerships can repair them. So you can imagine that'd be really annoying if you are a farmer in Nebraska harvesting your crops, something breaks down and you have to wait for a dealer to come out and fix something that you've been fixing yourself for years.
And expensive, I bet.
Very expensive. So John Deere charges a couple hundred dollars just to go out there and then $130 an hour to fix it. And often the repair is actually done by the farmer themselves, but then John Deere comes out there and connects via USB port to like authorize the repair essentially.
So tell us about these sort of like murky online forums where farmers are trying to get around these software locks.
Yeah, so farmers are an inventive and creative bunch. So they're hacking their tractors and putting cracked software onto them so that they are then in control of them again. And so what they're doing is they're going online, finding people who have cracked the software. Often it's Eastern Europeans. Like I kept hearing Ukrainian software and Polish software. And so I went searching for this stuff.
Yeah, well, what did you find?
Well, what I found was a forum which sent me to like a tractor parts website. And it said, like, here's a USB key that you can buy. Like, it was a physical part. So I bought the part, and then I got an email saying, here's your code to join the forum. Like, it was a dummy part. There was nothing there.
So when you get onto these online forums, you know, where people are trying to figure out how to jailbreak their tractors, what are some of the problems that you find farmers are trying to fix?
So I joined the forum, searched John Deere. On the forums, it's just a lot of, like, has anyone figured out how to reverse engineer the USB key that goes into the tractor itself so that I can actually put this software onto the tractor from my computer? So the problems that they're facing are they feel like they have bought a product and they should be able to do whatever they want with it. And so this is a movement called the Right to Repair movement, and it affects tractors, it affects air conditioners, it affects appliances, it affects your cell phone, smartphones. And we've seen this across a lot of industries where the manufacturers of products will lock them down in hopes of monopolizing the repair market.
All right, Jason Kebler with Vice's tech website Motherboard. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you so much.